Homeless charity colluding with Home Office to deport homeless. Jack Jeffrey, homeless worker and Unite Lane 1111 branch member. Lawyers from the Public Interest Law Unit, PILU, have submitted a formal complaint against St. Mungo's, one of the leading homelessness charities in the UK, for its work in colluding with the Home Office to illegally deport homeless EEA, European Economic Area, nationals. As part of the SAMA's hostile environment policy, the government had been arresting homeless EU migrants, placing them in detention, and deporting them back to their country of origin on the spurious basis that, if they were homeless, they could not be exercising their EU treaty rights. After this shameful practice was unearthed by a Corporate Watch report, a successful campaign was launched against this practice. This led to a judicial review, which in December 2017 declared the government's policy unlawful. Since then, a Freedom of Information request to Brent Council has emerged, which reveals St. Mungo's policy was to pass on the details of any EEA nationals who refuse to be voluntarily reconnected to their country of origin after 12 months to the Home Office. This backs up the claims of the Corporate Watch report that not only did the Home Office act unlawfully, but it was with the collusion and support of homeless charities. These charities identified homeless EEA nationals for the Home Office to remove either through data sharing or by allowing them to accompany the charity's outreach teams on shifts. How did an organization founded to support some of the most vulnerable in society come to act this way? In the past, charities and voluntary organizations were funded by donations or grants, giving them freedom to act how they best saw fit. However, following the financial crash in 2008 and the following years of austerity, this has increasingly been replaced by income from government wishing to contract out our services to cut costs. As councils wishing to reduce the nuisance of homelessness set high targets, often through payment by results contracts, the character of management in these organizations changes, and they increasingly view their clients just as numbers. Despite repeated warnings from St. Mungo's staff and the Unite Lane 1111 housing workers branch that this policy was morally wrong and making vulnerable clients avoid outreach teams, it was this that led St. Mungo's to carry on regardless